Shalom, this is Yahya Davidi from New Bambi, Brit Am Broadcasting, Israel. In association with Kosher 101.9, radio around the world, Carlsbad, New Mexico. We ourselves are speaking unto you from Jerusalem in Israel. Actually not so far away from the Knesset, from the legislative body of the State of Israel. We are almost literally speaking just across the road from them. So we are well placed. All events, we wish to speak to you, present, concerning the Messiah, son of Joseph. Messiah, son of Joseph, is a concept in Jewish thought. It can be traced back right to the beginning of rabbinical writings. It is also hinted at here and there in the Bible. For instance, Abijah at the end speaks of two messiahs coming up upon Mount Zion in the end times to judge Esau and to establish the world under the kingdom of the Almighty. So we have here a reference to two messiahs, and traditionally this was taken as referring to the Messiah son of Joseph and the Messiah son of David. In Ezekiel 37 we have the reunification of Judah and Joseph. Judah meaning the present day Jewish people, and Joseph meaning the 10 tribes of Israel, who will ultimately reunite. At present they are not united. 10 tribes of Israel were scattered, not scattered, they were exiled, taken away, and they lost their identity, they lost consciousness of their ancestry. And there was a purpose for this. And the prophets spoke of it and also gave us indications as to who they would be in the end times, where they would be found, and of the need in the end times for them to be aroused, for them to have their identity made known unto them, and for them to become aware of it. And in the end times, they would return, and they would be led by the Messiah ben Yosef, the Messiah son of Joseph. Now, this whole concept of the Messiah son of Joseph is not as part of doctrine. It is not a doctrinal point of Judaism. It is something found in Jewish writings. It has respect. His great rabbis referred to it, but it's not something, it's not one of the primary points of faith. You will frequently find rabbis who don't know anything about it, who don't relate to it, who are not interested in it, because it is not something that has to be believed in. It is something that is found in the literature, it is something of interest, and in the last period, the last several decades, a great more interest has developed in this concept, because it has been seen to parallel developments, historical developments, with the establishment of the State of Israel and then gathering of the exiles, and has been seen to have much pertinence to what is going on now. So more interest in it has aroused than would have been apparent until now. A great rabbi who also spoke from time to time concerning the Mashiach ben Yosef was Rabbi Eliyahu of Vilna. He lived in 1720 to 1797 in the Common Era. He lived in Vilna in Lithuania, and he was a great scholar. He is revered. He is one of the greatest scholars of Judaism, of rabbinical studies, and of the Bible. He also wrote on the Bible, had insights into the literal meaning of the Bible and the study of Hebrew. He was one of the greatest scholars who ever lived. He, now and again, then spoke of the lost tribes. He also spoke of the Mashiach ben Yosef. And he is a source. He is a source that is worth studying on this in this regard. A book known as Kol HaTor, Yedid Nefesh, was discovered, became known, made known recently, in about, 1947, according to one claim. According to another claim, it was only made known in 1968, and why it became not made known unto us. If we have the complete manuscript in our hand, if the manuscript has not been doctored in some ways or other, we are not certain. We don't know, even know to what degree of sanctity or genuineness the book actually has. Though many religious scholars have taken it to their hearts and to study it, and internal evidence suggests that the book does represent a collection of opinions from Eliyahu of Vilna and his disciples, possibly of Rabbi Hillel Rivlin of Shaklov, concerning the Messiah, son of Joseph. In other words, the book does contain material that it does sources that does reflect the opinions of Eliyahu of Vilna, and it does also reflect sources, Jewish sources, concerning the Messiah, son of Joseph. So it is worth our while going through this book and learning from it, because in itself it also refers to different biblical verses that can have implications for us in our studies concerning the lost tribes of Israel, and what the lost 10 tribes of Israel should do, and what their task is prior to their reunification with Judah and their returning to the land of Israel. He mentions Isaiah, says that the smallness will become 1,000. He's referring to Ephraim. Ephraim will grow. Ephraim will grow. Ephraim also represents all the tribes of Israel, and Ephraim represents the forces of Joseph. Mashiach ben Yosef is in some sources referred to as Mashiach ben Ephraim. They are one and the same. Joseph in Kabbalah and mysticism is connected with the attribute of Yesod, of the foundation, which is very much bound up with the principle of sexual purity, of keeping ourselves pure, of at least, the very least, keeping ourselves, preserving ourselves, not sinning, not transgressing in this regard. We'll remember that Joseph, when he was in Egypt, was an attempt at seduction was made at almost, it was almost raped by the master of the wife of his master, almost raped him, attempted to seduce him, and when he refused, he ran out, she grabbed his garment and held it in his hand, and then claimed to her servants that he'd come in when there was no one there and attempted to molest her. And as a result of that, Joseph was thrown into prison. He was unjustly accused of making improper advances towards this woman. So we see from this that Joseph held up, kept himself pure. He did not sin. Joseph, the attributes of Joseph can most be expressed through keeping this principle. Those people who identify with Joseph, who identify themselves as the forces of Joseph, they have to strengthen themselves, they have to work. And this idea of keeping themselves sexually pure, by sexually pure I don't mean that they should be chaste, that they should take on vows of chastity. Everyone, a person should get married, and a certain person should live as in a normal, natural way and bring children into this world. I mean that you should not take your neighbor's wife, and you should not engage in illicit actions, especially not those of sexual immorality, and we all know what this means. Just use your common sense and pray to God and let the Almighty guide you. Abstinence does not mean, is not the same as morality. A person should fulfill the calls of nature, calls of the commandment to be fruitful and multiply, you should fulfill them in legitimate ways. That is what we are saying. And that is what Joseph is bound to do. What is it? That is something, an attribute which is special to Joseph in order to strengthen the forces of Joseph, the spiritual forces of Joseph, this is something we should take upon ourselves. All those who identify with Joseph should take this attribute upon themselves and endeavor to fulfill it. We also have Mashiach ben Joseph represents an awakening from below. We have to start, we have to make a beginning, an arousal from ourselves. First we make the arousal, and then God will help us. This is another principle of Mashiach ben Joseph. It's also hinted at that in the Malbim's explanation to the act of putting the stick of Judah on the stick of Joseph, as explained in Ezekiel 37 in the separate talk that we gave on the subject. An awakening from below is an attribute of Joseph. It's something that is needed of Mashiach ben Joseph. It's something that we have to do. We have to start. We have to make the beginning. And this is something that needs to be done. Mashiach ben Joseph will have a testimony. He will have a testimony given unto him. He will be released from the servitude of the situation in which he finds himself. This is hinted at as in Psalms 81, which speaks of a testimony to Joseph and the release from the burden. Joseph is still alive. When Jacob was told that Joseph rules in Egypt, that Joseph had revealed himself to his brothers, Jacob, the father of Joseph, says, "Is Joseph still alive? Joseph is still alive." What does this mean? Jacob represents all of Israel. The expression "in Joseph is still alive," Joseph was believed to be dead, is an arousal of Israelite identity. Does Joseph still live? Are we Joseph? We must arouse within ourselves the recognition, the acknowledgement of our Israelite identity. This is what it means that Joseph is still alive. And this is what we need to be aware of in the end times. It is prophesied that there will be a time of trouble for Joseph, the tribulation of Joseph in Jeremiah 37. But Jacob will be saved from it. So in order to be saved from it, we must know who we are. We must know where we came from. We must realize that we are descended from those tribes of Israel. And that Joseph is still alive. We must take upon ourselves this quality of arousing within ourselves the recognition that Joseph lives within us. We must assert ourselves. That is when Joseph also had a dream that the rose is in the field. There were 12 sheaves of wheat, and representing the 12 tribes of Israel, and my sheaf arose. That is, Joseph asserted himself, Joseph asserted his identity. It also says in Jeremiah 31:20 that the Israelites in their places of exile will be called upon to return to their cities, to look at the ways they had come in, the ways they had travelled in, and to return to their cities. We've explained this to mean that they should look into historical and archaeological and related evidence to prove the Israelite origins in order to return to where they come from. This is an obligation of the tribes of Israel in the end times. This is something that must be done. You need to assert yourself, you need to arouse within yourself the recognition as to who you are, as to your Israelite identity, and you need to prove it, to learn the proofs about it, to internalize them and to spread them, or to help spread them. You can do this by assisting Brit Am to spread the message. Brit Am does what it can to spread the message. Bit-Am has moderate success in this regard. It could have much more. At all events, we get the message out. The message is there. A lot of people potentially would be interested in hearing it, about it, and learning of it. And you can help us get it to them. Bit-Am needs your help. Without your help, Bit-Am will not be able to function. Bit-Am needs your assistance, and you should consider assisting Bit-Am and helping Bit-Am spread the word. If you want to know more about Bit-Am, you can go to our website, www.britam.org, and there you will find a lot of material, a lot of written material, articles, and lectures, and much more, explaining who we are and giving details as to what needs to be done and in what directions our researchers have led us. Most important of all, we must act. It says concerning Joseph that God prospered whatever he did, whatever he put his hand to, God prospered. That was wherever he was. First of all, his brothers became jealous of him. They sold him into Egypt. In Egypt, he was bought as a slave, and he prospered in his master's house. He became the head of the household. He was running everything until the wife of his master set her eyes upon him, tried to seduce him. He would not be seduced, so she claimed he tried to molest her. He was thrown into jail, and so too in jail. Once again, he began to run the jail because everything he did, he succeeded. First, we need to do things. In order to succeed, we need to try, we need to apply ourselves to things that are suited to us, and we need to act, and the Almighty will bless us. And in this subject of learning who we are, making it known to others, we need to act, we need to do things in this regard, and the Almighty will help us, and this is an obligation unto all those who regard themselves as descended from Joseph. And whether or not you are descended from Joseph, you may determine by going to our website, by learning the evidence concerning who the descendants of Joseph, who is identified with Joseph in our time, and seeing also the criteria we have as to determine which nations, which peoples, which individuals are descended from the tribes of Israel. We will continue with these talks on this theme and give you more information. This is Yair Davidi from New Bambi, Bit-Am Broadcasting Israel. Thank you.